Welcome to SBS Radio Filipino to talk to us about the best way to get to the New Year's Eve celebration in the Sydney CBD. We are glad to be joined by Ms. Bronwyn Martin from Transport Management Centre. Hi, Ms. Bronwyn. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Okay, first of all, how many people are you expecting to attend in the New Year's event?
Well, more than a million people are expected to be heading into the city for the New Year's Eve fireworks and celebrations. So obviously very big crowds in the city and around the harbour foreshore. So we're just asking people to give themselves plenty of time to get into the city and home again afterwards and also to plan their trip. That's probably the best advice at this stage.
Okay. We often hear the advice of planning the trip ahead. Can you explain this to us? Should we go to a particular website to plan our trip on that day?
Absolutely. There is a trip planner on the transport website. So the address is transportnsw.info. If you go to the homepage there, you will see a trip planner. So you can put where you're leaving from and where you're going to, and it will give you the best way to get there. Overall, the best advice is to leave the car at home and to catch public transport. The train or the bus are your best options.
Okay. What if I insist bringing my car? What should I expect?
You actually won't be able to get your car right into any of the vantage points or into the city on the night because there are lots of road closures that are taking place. So some of those roads start closing as early as 5 o'clock on New Year's Eve. So that's 5 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Eve. And the roads around the city are gradually closed right throughout the day. So it's not really a place for cars on New Year's Eve. The best thing to do is to leave that at home and get into the city by another way, public transport being your best bet.
Okay. I have read some advertising materials and it says there that there will be 1,000 extra trains and 3,500 extra bus services. Is it right for me to think that it means a shorter waiting time in the bus stop or train stations, or do you mean another thing by that?
Well, there are going to be lots of extra services running, and that's simply because of all the people that are expected to head into the city. So we want people to be able to get there and not have to wait a really long time for the train or bus. That being said, however, there will be queues. When you have more than a million people in the city on the night, you're not going to be able to get in and out without having to wait for the train or the bus. So please do be patient and just plan ahead and give yourself plenty of extra time just so you can get into the city in time for the fireworks, because we don't want you to miss them.
Do you have any transport apps that the commuters can use, and can you tell us about its functions?
There are a number of real-time transport apps that people can download to help them on the night. And again, the website where you go to plan your trip, transportnsw.info, has a whole list of the real-time apps that you can download to help you get around on the evening. There are also apps there to help you travel via your Opal card, and there are also two apps with accessible service information there as well. So plenty of options available to people. The best thing to do is to go to the website, select the page, and have a look at the app that suits you the best.
All right. So I understand that the Transport Management Center have numerous advices to get into the city to watch the fireworks. But can you please give us the most important reminders in traveling to the city through train, bus, ferry, and light rail?
The best thing to do is to travel by public transport. There will be those thousands of extra trains and bus services running on the night. Now, some of those buses will be starting and stopping their trips in the city at different locations because of the road closures. Mm-hmm. They have to move the actual bus stops where people normally get on and get off their bus. So, for example, lots of roads around Circular Quay will be closing early in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So buses that would normally start and stop there, they have to move up to different locations as well. One of those spots will be Martin Place. So you really do need to check before you travel. Anyone who's thinking of maybe going by ferry, beautiful night to be out on the harbour, ferries do fill up quickly. So if you are planning to travel by ferry, do have a backup plan. Also be aware that because of the fireworks, they actually shut down the ferry services for a period of time throughout the evening. So pretty much from 8 o'clock at night until early on New Year's Day, ferries can't run. That's so the fireworks show can happen and they can go from the barges on the harbour. So some of those ferries actually stop running as early as 5:30 in the afternoon. So again, you need to plan ahead if you're traveling by ferry.
How about getting home after the fireworks? Do you have any advice as well? Ms. Bronwyne?
There will be plenty of extra trains and buses running to get you home after the fireworks. Also, after the midnight fireworks, don't think that you have to rush out of the city because the public transport will stop running. It actually goes right through until the early morning of New Year's Day, so there will be plenty of time for you to get home from those celebrations.
All right. Are there any action plans for people with disability or elderly who wants to witness this event?
If you actually go to the SydneyNewYearsEve.com website, they actually have a whole page that's dedicated to accessible options for people. There are some of the vantage points that you can get to. Some of them are already booked out. Some of them are sold out. But the best thing to do is if you go to the accessibility page on the SydneyNewYearsEve.com website, that will give you all the information you need to know to get around on the evening.
Okay, so will it be a hassle-free travel to the city, Ms. Bronwyne?
We are doing everything we can to make the night as fun and as easy to get to as it can be for people. But with more than a million people expected in the city on New Year's Eve, there is no doubt that you will be in queues and there will be big crowds. So please be patient and just factor in a lot of extra travel time to get you around.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Bronwyne. Have a happy new year.
Thank you. Happy new year to you too.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.